Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is a gorgeous sunny Tuesday out the window. You could score tickets to Train. We've always got contests going on over at RadioAlice.com. Train is playing September 3rd at Harvey's Lake Tahoe Outdoor Arena. That'd be fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Super fun. Isn't September 3rd Labor Day weekend?
Oh.
So that might be a really fun thing
is
to
it?
Head out to. I think so. Might be the week after that. I'm not positive. RadioAlice.com/contest. Click on the Train link and complete the online entry form. Contest ends on May 30th. If you want to check out Train, that's how you do it. And now it's time for
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You'll find more info on videos and stories we've reported on. That's the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check us out over there. All right, here's what's happening. So the sun is shiny. The temp will be perfect. It's going to be another great day. You may have a couple clouds depending on where you're at right now, but it should be all-time great. So
I'm excited.
Get outside and enjoy. I'm going to start with this masshole story. If you don't know what a masshole is, well, Sarah can tell you.
People from Massachusetts who are in other states, mostly in New England, they go, just a bunch of massholes.
Right. Massachusetts woman who accidentally tossed out a $1 million lottery ticket.
Uh-oh.
Because she was mad at it, I guess. She's a masshole. She was, you know, she was scraping the stuff off the thing and then just decided, screw you, ticket. I'm done with you, you jerk.
No, but what really happened?
No, that's what she did. She threw the ticket down without finishing scratching it off. So she eventually got to collect her winnings thanks to the kindness and honesty of non-massholes who own the store where she bought the ticket. Lee Rose Fiega. This is in Southwick. You know it?
Southwick, Massachusetts?
Massachusetts?
I don't know.
No?
No.
All right. She bought a $30 Diamond Millions scratch-off ticket in March.
I bought those. I love those.
At Lucky Stop Convenience Store in Southwick, where she works. I was in a hurry on a lunch break. I just scratched it real quick and looked at it, and it didn't look like a winner. So I handed it over and said, throw this away. Get rid of this thing. Stupid ticket.
$30, though. You'd think you'd like carefully scratch off every single diamond.
Yeah, she's a masshole, Sarah.
She just gave up. She's like the one of the worst kinds. I mean,
anyway,
who throws in the towel when you can get a million?
Yeah, she won big time. So the ticket laid behind the counter for 10 days. One evening, the owner of the store says, I was going through the tickets from the trash and found out that she didn't scratch all the tickets off, or all the gray off. What is that?
Yeah.
What is all the muck?
Yeah, the scratcher stuff.
Right. What do you call that? The silver.
Sure. The coating.
Didn't scratch all the silver off. So the owner of the store, the son of the store's owner said, I scratched the final number and there was 1 million underneath the ticket.
They know this lady.
She's a regular customer.
Ah.
So the family knew immediately who'd thrown the ticket away.
That's so bizarre.
They gave it back to her.
And did she? Well, they probably got a cut. because I think the place that sells it gets some money.
Yeah, I don't know, but
it's like an incentive for them to sell these things.
This lady's a regular at this market, and they know her well enough to know where she works. They went to see her at work. He came to my office and said, "My mom and dad would like to see you," she said. I said, "I'm working here." And he said, "No, you have to come over."
Yeah, you need to.
So I went over there, and that's when they told me. I was in total disbelief. I cried. I hugged them. I turned into a non-masshole for 1 minute.
And then I went right back to it.
Right.
And said, "No, I'm not cutting you in. What do I care? I paid my $30 for this."
Right.
"You're not getting any. You're getting squat."
She said she overcame a near fatal bout of COVID-19 in January. And
goodness.
She feels like she's doubly fortunate that she survived it and then went on to win $1 million. The store does get a $10,000 bonus from the State Lottery Commission for selling the winning ticket, but that family absolutely could have kept that ticket. They didn't
have to question about it. They didn't have to do, "No, we bought this one." I wonder if they, when somebody wins $1 million, if they go back and look at video, and like if they had turned it in, it would have been obvious that they found it after the fact. But if you found a lottery ticket on the ground and it's not signed, couldn't you turn it in?
Yeah.
Who cares who bought it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could have kept it.
Well, and you know, they're the store owners. So, I mean, I guess if you're that shady, you immediately record over that, you know?
No, I have no record of that. That's weird.
I don't know why there's Paddington 2 on that video. I have no idea.
We love that movie, so we taped it on there.
Anyway, that lady scored $1 million thanks to the nice store owners there that decided to cut her in on her winnings.
Just the fact that, weirdly, they went through the trash and noticed that a square wasn't... It's just, it's bizarre on so many levels. She was meant to have that money.
I guess. Really stoked. I mean, that's...
$1 million.
I never do scratchers. I've only ever done...
I love scratchers.
What are the lotto
the quick
or
pick.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, I've only ever done those.
Yeah, scratchers are fun. Like, if you have a dinner party, I'll always pick up a few scratchers and we all take turns scratching and see if anyone...
Oh, really?
Because then the whole party's going to... If we ever did win $1 million, all of us would share it. That would be the thing.
Wow, you really know how to entertain, don't you?
It's fun. It's good.
No, I mean, I'm telling you, I think that's great. I would never have thought of that. I would have bought the ticket and scratched it on the drive home. I won $1 million. Dinner's canceled.
And you give out, you know, you put out like a handful of pennies. Pick a lucky one.
Who's the masshole now? There's me going, "Dinner's over, everybody. I just won $1 million. I got to take this thing. I got to guard this thing with my life until I can get it turned in." Next story.
All right.
Since the doobie weed became legal, tens of thousands of Americans have called poison control after having too much of it.
Oh, sure. You know, that's one of the problems with the edibles, is that they are fairly unregulated, and they might say this is a 10 milligram thing, and it actually turns out it's like 1,000. I know someone who had a terrible night.
You?
It wasn't me.
I was thinking the same thing, Bryn. Let's get this story out of her and just insert her name in every sentence.
Don't insert my name. But it's someone I'm close to who said, "Oh, this would be a great idea. You know, this will help me get to sleep." And then I was up with that person the whole night.
Oh, you guys were having an overnight together.
I have a family of four.
It's probably John and her kids, guys.
You deduce.
Oh, well,
I'm going to go with Jerry.
Now we're guessing out loud. No, sure.
Let's go, John.
On.
Let's say it was John.
Anyway. Not trying to get anybody in trouble here, just doing a story. So the trippy thing is, I have a friend. In fact, you met him at my wedding. He's no longer lives around here, but he's someone who I used to surf with. So I would always meet him at the beach. We didn't really hang together. One of the reasons is he likes to get high and do stuff and doesn't seem to have a problem with it, but
so
obviously
he'd get high
I
on
can't.
The beach and then paddle out. And...
Right. So he's the guy whose life I saved because he was all high and walking across the street without looking. And I go, "Hey, so-and-so." And he stops and turns around as the car goes, And I go, dude, you almost just got hit by a car. Like, if you hadn't heard me, you'd be flying through the air right now. And he also realized that as the thing brushed by him. I even think the driver was like, this guy's not going to walk in front of me. Who would do that? But he was all high. Dumbass. Anyway, one of the things this guy told me is the stuff's so good, you can barely have any of it, even if you're a pro. So that's, I have heard that. What they're saying here is there is an increasing number of people calling poison centers after accidentally having too much. They say this is in the form of edibles, vapes, the flower, which we consider that, you know, that's the like bug. What, bong rips or rolling a doobie. And then the tinctures. But apparently
are those the ones
people
you drip on your tongue? Is that a tincture?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's that eyedropper thing. Anyway, they say that this is mostly from adults, but teens and young children are also in a large number of calls. But I guess the stuff is so good. The warning out there is be careful with that stuff, people.
Be really careful. Start
they've
small
gone
if you're
pro
using something new.
With the weed. And unless you're pro, you really got to...
I've wondered about
just
the...
Just dip your toe in.
They sell all kinds of fancy little candies, basically. Mm-hmm. Candies that have... That are loaded with THC.
Gummies and stuff.
Right. And
really
if a
popular.
Parent doesn't hide those, a kid could easily get a hold
absolutely.
Of it. I mean, and they would go, it's... oh, candy. I
Nowadays,
love candy.
They have the... it's like adult or kid-proofing, you know? It's really difficult to open these Ziploc bags. That are like, you know what I'm talking about, Nicole?
Yeah, or they come in like capsules now where
so they come like in a pill.
Where they're heart, where it
Nicole.
Says like child can't get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, Nicole knows all about this.
It's actually difficult.
Write this
for,
down for the secret
for
show.
Adults, that's right.
Yeah, sometimes
hey, listen,
it's
legal and
adults.
She's overage, so.
Right.
No, she, I mean, yeah, I don't think any different of you, Nicole, although.
I honestly don't do it that much. I only do it when I can't sleep.
Yeah, okay.
I want you to have fun. I'm rooting for you in life.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Whatever yeah. works.
I usually half, and then I go to bed.
Mm. All right.
Do you wake up stoned?
No.
Do you have crazy dreams?
Yeah.
Oh, like what? Like dragons and stuff?
Yeah, or they just seem very, like, real. Like, yeah. I wake up, and I'm like, oh, this, did that really happen? And then I check my phone.
Do you have a boyfriend in your dreams?
No, I'm usually running from somebody.
Oh, goodness.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
No.
All right. Well, anyway, I when we were in the ER with my kid, I don't know how many years ago, one or two.
Some
there was a guy who had OD'd on pot in there. And they were like,
oh.
Yeah, he was absolutely me. Freaking out. And you knew because of the smell.
Oh.
Like, he was so strongly scented. And I forget what the nurses were saying, but they were sort of like, okay, well, there's basically we have to sit with him. There's not anything. I don't think there's anything they can do but sort of hold your hand and say you're going
to
be okay.
Wait for your body to take it over. Right. Like, if you were ODing on an opiate, is it Narcan? What's it called?
Yeah, one of those things.
Shoot
right.
you with it. It's like an antidote to it. But, yeah, for weed, there's no antidote. You just have to – you got to – trip out and then trip back in.
They make like sodas for it now.
Sodas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like if you go into a dispensary, they have sodas like and
oh, that have the CBD, I mean the THC in it?
Yeah.
Not as an antidote or an antidote or an antidote.
An antidote.
What?
So the doobie weed soda.
An antidote.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Sodas
well,
and like fruit juices and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
They should
elaborate.
Also get some antidopes in there.
Sure. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple for you.
Okay.
510 says, my husband bought me chocolate with THC in it. Took me way too long to figure out how to open the case. That's good.
Hope you were careful with the dosage.
There's a bag of Skittles that's stamped with marijuana leaves, and Mars is after them. Oh, the company that owns Skittles is suing them. Oh.
Oh.
Hey, Forbes is reporting that Bezos is back on top this morning. So,
oh, thank goodness. Everything's right in the world.
What was that guy's name?
Arnaud, but
People wrote in and said, that's Salma Hayek's husband.
It's not. I looked it up.
It's, yeah, oh. It sounds, his name is Arpad. What's his name? Her husband.
Bernard?
His name is Bernard Arnault. And then her husband is like Arpad Benoit or something.
I can't say it.
Francois Henri Pinault.
Yep. There okay, we go. So thank you, Bryn.
Slightly different.
Slightly different.
Still foreign sounding, you know. Easy to mix up.
I was 10 years old in the theater with my mom when Dune came out. When Sting appeared, my mom says, oh, Sting. Mm. And I was like, don't you still love Dad?
I do still love Dad. I get to, you know, what did I go blind when I got married? So it was Sting. Is that what we're...
Right.
It's Sting. Yeah, Sting was in Dune. Yeah, and Sting also humped my leg, everyone. What's coming up in the trash?
Zillennials. They're a thing.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.